Welcome to another National Provisioner podcast. In 1982, Mark Mosley of the Washington Redskins became the first and only kicker to win the Most Valuable Player Award in the NFL. During the season, he made 20 of 21 field goal attempts and played a key role in the Redskins' victory in Super Bowl XVII. When his playing career ended in 1986, Mosley entered the restaurant industry and eventually joined Five Guys Burgers and Fries when the company had just 4 locations in Virginia. Mosley is now the director of franchising for the restaurant chain, which is one of the fastest-growing upscale burger restaurants in the country. Independent processor editor-in-chief Sam Gazejack caught up with Mosley at the recent NAMA Management Conference, where Mosley delivered the keynote address.
Well, I know you guys are one of the pioneers as far as having the upscale burger chains. There's a lot of competition out now. It seems like there's a new store popping up every month or so. Kind of, what do you guys do to differentiate yourself from the competition?
Well, to be honest with you, we don't really try to concentrate on being different from anybody else. We feel like we've been doing this for 30 years, and we just want to continue to do it the way we do it, and we feel like that way of doing things is the way that people want, because they keep coming back. We work hard to produce the best burger and fries, and hot dog that you can put out every time, and people that come into our stores know that. They know that they're going to get the best every time. That's why they keep coming back, and they know they can go in a Five Guys in California or one down in Florida, and they're going to get the same high quality and the great service and clean stores and the things that we've stood for all these years. So we feel like we don't really worry about the competition from a standpoint. I mean, you got to always worry that there's going to be, they're going to oversaturate the market after a while. We just got back from the Middle East, and there are 22 burger chains in the Middle East right now. And we're just getting started, but people still they're going crazy to get Five Guys over there, even though there are 22 other brands. So we feel like there's something there about Five Guys that people want, and we continue to try to make sure that we don't change that. That's been our philosophy, is we don't try to change what has been successful for us in the past. We just want to improve on it. And if we can continue to improve on what has been successful, I think it will continue to prove out that it is successful in the future.
Well, you mentioned in your speech that when you came on board with the company, there were 4 stores in Virginia. Can you talk a little bit about how that company has expanded and what you guys have, the expansion plans that you have for overseas as well?
Yeah, well, we've been adding almost 200 stores a year since we started. Our AUVs have continued to climb. We've had a couple of years here, the last 2 years, that were kind of leveled off, but this year we're starting to see that growth again. And we feel like that's going to help us to continue. We still have 2,500 stores in the U.S. that we haven't built yet that have been sold. So we still have a lot of stores here in the U.S. that are going to be popping up over the next 5, 6, 7 years. Our international is just getting started. We have our one store we have 5 stores actually in London right now that we have open, and we have I think another 15 scheduled to open this year in the UK, and we're bringing on some new markets. We're working on some contracts right now for the Middle East, and we'll probably have some stores, if things work out well, that will open in the Middle East before this year's out, and possibly some other countries that we're talking to right now. But we'll take it slow. Our international growth is something we've actually been talking about it now for about 3 years. It's taken us that long to get to the point where we opened last year in July in London, and now we're going to start in the Middle East, and I think we'll grow to other countries, but I think it's going to be a slow growth. And I'm estimating maybe 100 to 150 a year, maybe internationally. In the future.
All right. And obviously with the menu that you have, quality ground beef is key to your success. So when it comes to your meat suppliers, what are kind of the characteristics that you're looking for?
Well, fortunately for us, we've had our meat suppliers like Burger Maker that have been so loyal to us, and they've been with us since day one, and they've grown with us. They've continued to grow their business to be able to meet our demands. And they do a great job with us. They're very loyal to us, and we're very loyal to them. And that's what we hope to do in the future, and even with our international, we hope to find those same kind of vendors that we can work with that are going to be loyal to Five Guys, because we're going to be loyal to them, and we'll grow together. But we will also continue to make a product and look for the products that they produce for us that meet what the public wants.
And then finally, in your playing career, you played under some legendary coaches with George Allen and Joe Gibbs. What are some lessons that you learned from them that have translated over to success in the business world?
Just being persistent more than anything. being persistent and working hard. I mean, when you get to the professional level, it's a level that very few people get to. And you have, in order to maintain the ability to compete at that level, you have to do everything that's involved in physically to maintain yourself to be the best. And I think that translates into anything. You have to do whatever you have to do to continue to be the best you can be, and continue to improve every day and get better, and look at the future and figure out what you got to do to stay ahead of the game.